Shulchan Aruch moves towards the close of Siman Kuf Chaf, a couple of final issues. Some of them are very fundamental. Sif Yud Dalet and Sif Tesvav, that the Shulchan Aruch addresses the question of who can be entrusted to do Tefillas Kelim. Who can be entrusted to do Tefillas Kelim? As you saw, the Yosef quotes a discussion we've shown him, quotes from the Tradition, a couple of different issues are come up. Shmuel Tradition is one of the late Chachmei Ashkenaz. Shmuel Tradition was not comfortable sending a child for under Bar Bas Mitzvah for Tefillas Kelim, as the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein ma'amidim katan al Tefillas Kelim." If you look in Shmuel Tradition, you see that he raises two issues. One is the question of whether you can believe him that he did it. The other is the question of whether his Maisa Tefillah is valid enough. Kamina, as Ramah points out, is going to be supervision. Let's say I'm going to send a katan alone, and he comes back and says he took care of the Tefillas Kelim, so there you can knock that out because of an emanus issue. But if you go with him, you need more hands. So you have a team. Gadol and Katan will go together. Or in Sif Tesvav, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the status of a Nachri doing Tefillas Kelim. That's going to come up. Let's say you have a caterer that brought a whole new set of service for 100. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces of silverware they have to go into the mikvah. That's a lot of work. So he has, the Jewish caterer might show up to the mikvah with staff. Some of the staff are Jewish, some of the staff are not Jewish. But he's making sure that all the tefillah is being done, and it's being done properly, like we discussed the other week, how much goes in the time to do it in a way that it's effective. The issues in Sif Beis, so in that sort of situation where you have the supervision of a Yisrael Gadol, so there's no Nehmanus issue, you have to figure out is a Maisa Tefillah valid or not. So you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Grub, the Gra gives you the Mar Makomos about the Ne'emanus, which is the implication of the language of Shulchan Aruch, that is indeed what the Truman Sedation writes, is that it's purely an Ne'emanus issue. In Ma'minim Katan al Tefillas Kelim. So the Gra in Sif Katlavav tells you, it gives you the background. You have to look in Erevin, a Sugi in Erevin. It's rooted in a Mishnah about asking someone to remember in the context of Tchum Shabbos. So there's a fellow in town who remembers when he was 10 years old, they had measured Tchum Shabbos. Remember that Tchum Shabbos went until this point. So you neman lahad begadlo mashara bekatno. My neman as a gadol to give a hagadas edus as a gadol about something that I saw as a katan. So that's what the Gra here in Sif Kav Lamed Vav sends you to the sugi in Erevin, that generally your neman lahad begadlo mashara bekatno, if it's a drabanan, not if it's a daraisa. So that's not going to help here much, because here you're not asking the kid after bar mitzvah, does he remember tolling the kelim 3 years ago? You want him to come back today. I need to know in an hour that the kelim are taken care of. So it's not an issue of neman lahad begadlo mashara bekatno, but if you look at that sugya, that's the grasen. You look at the sugya in Erev, naftaf and ches. So we do believe katan does have ne'emanus if you have a combination of two factors. If it's only a din drabanan and it's biyado. See, here it is biyado. Literally. I sent the kid. I sent the kid on his bike with the kelim. I told him how to get to the kelim mikvah. He knows how to get to the kelim mikvah. He comes back 20 minutes later and says it's taken care of. So it is the Yado, but feels that's the opening line of the Gros of Kalamab. But Tfilos Kalim was Darais. He has another Nafkamina. The discussion about Tfilos Kalim was Darais Drabanon. He said, according to most, if not always shown, Tfilos Kalim is Darais. So therefore, even though it's Biyado, the Katan even though it's biyado, the katan is not neman. That's why the Pesachei Tshuva, if katan yadalid, raises the issue, because the prima gadim. Prima gadim are chayim, some are tough enough, that's Hilchas Pesach. The question is, how about if it's Kalei Zechuchas? If it's Kalei Zechuchas, he's not sure even by Kalei Zechuchas, even if it's Kalei Zechuchas, and therefore the Tzvios Kalei Zechuchas, and Prima gadim thinks, well, then maybe still you have to be Machmer, those who learn Gittin, may remember this tangle, that although it's only Drabanan, but it's the Chezkas Isser. Because again, I know that, unlike, let's say, a case of Tchum Shabbos, where I just want to know, where is the Tchum Shabbos? Where was the Tchum Shabbos always? Here I know that it was the problematic. The question is, was it Tfilas Kalim done? Let's say Prima Gadim is not... is not really prepared to rely on the neimanus of a katan, even by klei zechuchas. Now the Trumas Hadeshen, as I mentioned before, so Trumas Hadeshen raises the issue, and he says he is Trumas Hadeshen says that he is worried about the neimanus issue, but he's not worried about the maisa tefila per se. And I think that's why the Rama writes, "Im tavlo lefnei gadol havi tvila." Tavlo lefnei gadol havi tvila. So why is that? So why is it that his maisa is fine? So that's that, as you may have seen. So there are three different ways of looking at. Three different ways of understanding why the Maisa Tvila of a Katan is valid. The Gemara has the Machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan. The Gemara gives you the background. Chulin Daf Lamed Aleph. Is tefillah valid without kavana? Let's say tefillah is nida. The Gemara says in Alpipashtis, it's Rabbanan rooted in Mishnayos Nechagiga, that if you're toveling for a high level of tahara, for the sake, I'm going to tovel kli so I can eat truma with it, and we tovel kli even a higher level of tahara so I can eat karbanas with it. So if I'm toveling for truma or for kachim, so then I need to have kavana. It's not enough that there was a valid ma'aseh tefillah done. It has to have been done with kavana, whether that person's going to mikvah or kli is going to mikvah, in order to be tar for truma or kachim. So then the Mishnayos in the second half of Maseches Hagiga have a series of milos. Added chumras in the maintaining tara for the purpose of truma, for even more so for the purpose of karbanos. But if it's for chulin, I just want it's not for truma or kachim. I just want my non kadosh food to be tahar, or perhaps I want the ma'aser sheni for the sake of tara of ma'aser sheni, which is the same as chulin. So then I don't need kavana. Just to clarify a drop. Just to go a step into the world of Tum Vatara just for a moment, just to lay this out a little bit. You know that things can be Tame, very, very broadly speaking, things can be Tame for one of two reasons. A person or an item might be Tame because of its own identity, because this person is a Mitzorah, or this person is a Nida, this person is a Zav, or this item might be tame because it's nevela, or it's a sheretz, or it's a stone of a bayis hamanuga. It's tame because of what it is. It's called an ava tuma. It's a source of tuma. It's tame because of its own identity. Or something might be tame not because it's an ava tuma. It's not a source of tuma, but it was makabel tuma from something else. The tuma got it's a derivative tuma. I'm not a dead mouse, but I touched it. I'm a person, but I touched a dead mouse. If the dead mouse is a sheretz, that's an avatama. And I touched a dead mouse, I become a rishon tuma. Or the dead mouse fell on an apple, so that now the apple is a rishon tuma. The apple isn't a sheretz, the apple was makabel tuma from the sheretz. So that's kabbalah's tuma. It's a vlada tuma. So if you directly or makabel tuma from came in direct contact with the avat tuma, you're called a rishon tuma, one step removed. Obviously, if I touch the dead mouse and then I touch an apple, so I'm a rishon tuma. The apple is a shein tuma. Can you go even further than that? So in broad terms, generally speaking, a person, or the four types of things in the world that can be makabel tuma from something else, adam, kelim, ochlim, and mashkim. Mashkim are a little complicated. Let's put them on the side. Adam and kelim usually can only become a rishon tuma. So if I touch a sheretz, I'm a rishon tuma. I shake hands with you, you're tar, because adam can't become a shein tuma. Or I pick up this metal knife after I touch the sheretz. So I'm a rishon tuma, but the kli can't become a shein tuma. So the kli is tar. But if I touch food, food could become a shein l'tumah. Truma, food, could even become a shlish l'tumah. And karbanas, kachim, could even become a revi l'tumah. That's sort of the most obvious expression of the fact that truma is more sensitive, because it's more kadosh than regular food, it's more sensitive to tumah. Truma could become a shlishi, and chulin kanat. And karbanas, because of its even further heightened state of kedusha, it's even therefore even more susceptible to tuma, and besar kachim can even become a revi. Truma can become a shlishi, but besar kachim can become a revi. So that's sort of the simplest expression for the higher level of tahara of kedusha, and therefore need for tahara of truma, and even more so for kachim. And the Mishnayos have a series of other rules in terms of various chumras in the world of tumah v'tahara by truma, and even more so by kachin. So one of them is this issue that you have to do tevila b'kavana. But for chulin, you don't need tevila. You don't need tevila b'kavana. The Gemara. So that's the background in the world of tumah v'tahara. How about tevilas nida? So that's the discussion of chulin amanav machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Is kala baila kechulin? That's what that term means. Tefilas nida labaila. She's not interested in becoming tahora to eat truma or to eat kachim or to eat chulin. It's not about tumah v'tahara. It's about iser v'heter. So that's the equivalent of lechulin, and therefore you do not require kavana. Or is that the equivalent? Or is that more? And you do need kavana. Does tefilas nida labaila require kavana or not? That's a machlokas amaram and chulin lamanav, and it's a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim had a paskin. So that raises an interesting question. That's why, forget about a question of nemanos. Even if I know that the katan did a valid ma'isa tefila, I saw it. We went together. He wanted to be involved, or I just needed his help, whatever it is. So we went together, but I taught him how to hold it properly, and I made sure he did it properly. Well, but the question is, it's very nice, but you need kavana. Do you need kavana? So there are three arguments to be made for why the tefillah of a katan is valid. Number one, the Shmuz Deshan says, I think we should paskin that kala b'ayla ain't tzarach kavana. Like Rav. So tefillah sneed doesn't need kavana. Tefillah's kalim for isav hatter. Tefillah and isav hatter doesn't need kavana. That's approach number one. Approach number two, he says, even if we're going to hold like the Gaz Ashri, that we're going to be machmal like Rabbi Yochanan Hilchas Nida, that Nida Labayla does require, Tefillah Nida Labayla does require a Kavana, there's still two additional arguments to be made for why Tefillah's Kalim by a Katan is valid. Number one is the Katan has Kavana. It's not like he dropped it. He didn't drop it into the mikvah. He knows what he's doing. He knows that he's doing this l'shem tefilas kalim. Those who remember their Maseches Gittin remember Galom El Gabav. We differentiate between Das and Kavana, the famous Reb Chaim, Perek Dal of Yibim Chalitza. We differentiate. Rabbi Chanan in Kavitzar Sinai Vav. Das and Kavana are not the same thing. Katan is allowed bar das, but he can have Kavana. Das means decision-making power, to do a kinyan, to accept a neder, or something like that. So a katan is not a bar das, but he can be a bar kavana. He can have kavanas l'shma in Ryan again. He can have kavana in other contexts. He just has to be a gadol m'lagav. I have to remind him, have this in mind. He can have certain mental content. Because on cognitive content, he has kavana. He's just not making, he's not a bar das. He's not authorized to make decisions. But this is a question of kavana l'shma. So he has kavana, he's doing it for the purpose of tefillas chilul. So it's maybe you don't even need gadol m'lagava. Okay, but certainly you go with the katan. He understands what he's doing. So gevaldik. So again, so one explanation for why the tefillah of a katan, if I know that it took place, if I'm not wrong, his nemah tefillah of a katan is valid, either because maybe we should pass in like Rav. That even Nidah L'Baila doesn't require Kavana. Or, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, Nidah L'Baila does require Kavana, and we have Kavana here. The Tefillah of the Katan isn't effective. He is a Bar Kavana. Or, number three, maybe it's true they pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, that Nidah L'Baila requires Kavana, but who says that Nidah L'Baila and Tefillah's Kelim, Anikachim and Akum, are the same thing. And maybe there's a chiluk there. So those are the three arguments for why. Those are the three arguments for why I should say that the tefillas katan is valid. And that's what the Taz starts to talk about here. The Taz says of Kavan Tazayim. Even if you hold that by need, you do require Kavana, but number one, the kid has Kavana. Number two, this is not Mitzvah L'Tar. Man Leilun, the Bai Kavana, who says it's the same thing? Who says it's the same thing? What's enough Kamina between the two explanations? Whether it's that the kid has Kavana or Tfilz Kim doesn't require Kavana, enough Kamina would be. Let's say I'm in the mikveh and it dropped. If it's glass, obviously you have a lot to clean up, and at that point it feels kalim's right irrelevant if it smashed the bottom of the mikveh. But it's not glass. It hit the bottom and it bounced and it's okay. Because you have to take it out and put it back in. You have to take it out and put it back in. The Taz says, look, the Rama never said make sure that the child knows. Understands what he's doing. Rama just said, if I watched him, it's fine. So the Taz wants to medayik, you see that you don't need kavana whatsoever. And that may also be reflected in the Mechaber and Sifta Zvav. The Mechaber Sifta Zvav turns to the question of katan, the question of Nachri. The Mechaber says that's also valid. If a Nachri... Nachri did an act of tefillas kelim. Rama says, right, he's not neman. I have to watch. But if I supervise, it's valid. If I supervise, it's valid. The Shach has a long discussion. Where does this leave me? Where does it leave Maisa in? The Shach understands along the lines of the Taz in the previous. If the Shach understands that the Maskana of the Trumas Hadeshin is the final point. The Maskana of the Trumas Hadeshin was not that the Katan is a Bar Kavana. That might be true, but the Maskana of the Trumas Hadeshin was that the Tefillas Kelim is different. This goes back in the ongoing issue we've been having. How similar is Tefillas Kelim to other types of Tefillo? So if you understand there's no need for kavana whatsoever, that's the easiest way to work with the sifta zav. Unless you want to argue, then maybe gadol m'lagav in this case should even work for a nachri. It's not a formal din of lishma. It's just a practical question of being aware of what you're doing. So that's sifim yudal and tazah. Halacha lemasa, we do rely on the maisa tefillah of a of a katan, we do rely on the ma'aseh tefillah of a nachri. As pashtus, we would rely on a tefillah that happened on its own. The kli slipped and fell, and I would have to pull it out and put it back in. But again, there is an emunas issue. Again, the Pesach Tshuva said there is an emunas issue, even by the katan, not only by the nachri, even if it is a klei zechuchas. I think we usually machmer, I like that pre-magadim, that even by klei zechuchas with the tefillah's rabbanon, and it is biyado, but he's still worried about believing the katan because of the chezkas sister. If it comes to have shasat chak, you have to make, it's already done, and now we're stuck, and now you have orchim coming, and you got to make a sheil chacham whether you could be makel against that prima gadim quoted by the Pesach Tshuva. Okay. Yeah, question? No problem. When it comes to, you'll holler.
If you do the goy, you're not yotze the mitzvah, and you just forfeited your mitzvah.
That's an interesting question. So how can I have the nachri do it? I'm losing out my mitzvah. Let me ask you another question. Let's say I ask Yisrael to do it. I ask my child to do it. Or ask a gadol for that matter. Yisrael or gadol?
Well, but the gadol is shlichus.
Yeah, so that's the tshuva sarash, but is this really formal shlichus? So al pi pashtus, it's hard to say that there's a formal shluchus on kamoso. To the extent that you would say that I'm a kind of the mitzvah, what that probably means is that's understanding it's not a chovas maisa, it's a chovas totsa. It has to be taken care of. So I saw to it that it got taken care of. I arranged for the nachri to do it, and I arranged to watch him, or someone else watched him, I watched him myself, whatever it is, I asked you to do it. I asked you to do it. I got it done. It was chavos hatzah. That's the pashas. Or you could understand that the mitzvah is the tevila followed by the use that follows, using it only in the context of prior tevila. It probably is true that no one's going to make a bracha if a nachri is doing the tevila. That's because even if it's primarily a chovas totsa, that it should be hutbal, or to use it after only post tvila, even if it's primarily a chovas totsa, the shechter has a beautiful maracha in Eretz Tzvi Siman Gimel. The kuntras of the Rav's Torah and Birkas HaMitzvahs, and one of the major themes that he has many, many nafkaminas in, is when Chazal Mesach and Birkas HaMitzvahs, there are Masakim, Birkas HaMitzvahs, and Brachas in general, perhaps, and Birkas HaMitzvahs in particular, in conjunction with the Maisa Mitzvah, as opposed to the Kiyah Mitzvah. That's why, for instance, if I ask you to put up mezuzah in my house, so the predominant psak is that the Baal HaBayis doesn't make the bracha, the Koveyas HaMezuzah makes the bracha. Even though Koveyas HaMezuzah is not being Yotze, not Makai Mezuzah, he's been kaim chesed. The Baal HaBayis is kaim mezuzah. But the one who's putting it up is doing the maisa, and the bracha follows the maisa. So the Rav explained the Bahag by Sphere. So there were many, many, the issue we raised yesterday, about which mitzvahs require brachas, which not. So if you look at Mishnah, the Rambam, it seems a very simple, straightforward take. But the Reim Palat and the Rabbeinu Manoach and Baran the Rambam, they seem to understand that there are multiple factors, but many of those factors, first it seems it's like a blizzard of different, a lot of different rules. Well, why should there be so many rules? Most of those rules really have to do with this issue, that you only make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah. So if you have a mitzvah that doesn't have a maisa at all, or a mitzvah that doesn't have a well-defined maisa, So then there's no bracha. That could be meduik in the language of Shmuel. Kol mitzvah kum mevarach alein over l'asiyasa. You make the bracha in advance of the asiyah. If there's no asiyah, then there's no bracha. So but here, l'maisa, other here, shechter lav rather enough kmiyaz also. But l'maisa over here, so even if the kiva mitzvah even if the kiyah, even if it's primarily a chovas totzah, but the bracha is going to relate to the mitzvah. And in a chanami, if a nachri does a ma'isa mitzvah, so the Gemara says a nachri doesn't make a birksa mitzvah. That's why the Gemara says that when a ger is tova l'shem geiris, it's an exception to overlas yasan. That's the official exception of overlas yasan, is a tefilas ger. The Gemara says when he's a nachri, he can't make a birksa mitzvah. So that'd be probably true here also. If Nachri is doing the scale and I'm watching, he's not going to, probably no one will make it. He doesn't make the Birkas HaMitzvah, and I don't make the Birkas HaMitzvah, I'm doing the Maisa. If usually what happens in the caterer situation is you have a team of Jews and non-Jews that show up together, all doing Tefillas Kehillim. So what is it? There probably will be one or more Jews who are doing Tefillas Kehillim as well, alongside the Nachrims. Either one of the Jews will make a bracha, b'motzi all the Jews, or each Jew will make his own bracha. If all the Tefillas Kehillim are done by Nachri, there's probably no Birkas HaMitzvah. Again, is there a mitzvah b'yosim v'shlucho? Maybe. Maybe I should say mitzvah b'yosim v'shlucho. Ideally, I could do it myself. Okay, but l'maisa, it's tremendous hours of work. It's not practical. So I'll come with the team. Whether the other members of the team are Jewish or not Jewish. And again, the mitzvah b'yosim v'shlucho may be tali, and to what extent is it a chovas ma'isa? Maybe. The last sif in the siman, which I mentioned, is the second to last sif about Tefillas Kehillim here. So the last sif in the siman Kukach, the two issues come up. The Mechaber, the beginning of the Ramah, is about, based on a Mordechai. You talk about what do you do if you're stuck? All the way at the end there, all the way at the end of siman Kukach, all the din of Ada, when you tovel, how you tovel. And the question is, let's say you got stuck. Shachol Hiktol Kli Meir Shabbos Erev Yontif. Shabbos Yontif, you're not allowed to do Tefillas Kehillim. It's the Pashas, it's a Mesakin Manami Drabanan. Drabanan form of Mak Befatish. So what do? I need this Kli and I can't tovel it now. So the Mordechai says, you have no choice, give it to the Nachri. Give it to Nachri b'matana, and no time before Shabbos to tovel it. So give it to Nachri b'matana and borrow it back. And then you'll use it that way over the course of Shabbos. Then you shall learn and then a mutalish tamishbo. And the Beis Yosef points out, the Ramah quotes it here, it's not just a question of Shabbos Yontif. You're in an area, a landlocked area, and there's no valid mikvah. So what are you going to do? So the Ramah quotes the Beis Yosef. So this is your solution. The Pesachei Tshuva is not so happy. Pesachei Tshuva is not so, the Taz is not so happy. Pesachei Tshuva is not so happy. The Taz says, this has to be very, very temporary. Let's close the Taz. How do you handle it through Shabbos? For Shabbos, observe very briefly until you get to a mikvah. But as soon as Shabbos is over, or as soon as you get to the mikvah, you gotta buy it back for Nachri and tovel it. He says, he says it's technically not gonna work if it's forever. Because once the Nishtaka biyadcha, so then he says, going back to Mashkanta. Even if it's valid, I gave it to Nachri b'matana, I borrowed it back, yeah. But if it's Nishtaka Shem HaNachri Me'olav, because it's been this way for the last 5 years, that we've all, no one remembers it technically belongs to Nachri. So then he says, it's like by Mashkanta. If it's Nishtaka B'yada Yisrael, so then now it's Chayav and Tefillah. So that's what the... That's what the Taz says. That there's a limit to the applicability of this loophole. Pesachei Tshuva, you may have seen, he's not so happy with the whole idea. Pesachei Tshuva says, "Kan tezvav kol tzarashvash, chokech behetzer zeh." It's a harama. So there's actually a beautiful discussion of the issue of harama. In Bikratzon, Because the Gemara discussion, Bechoros, and the Poskim discuss, is when is it mutter to do to have a legal loophole? Technically, it's correct, but obviously, you're trying to avoid keeping the din in a normal fashion. Mechiras chametz might be an example. That mechiras chametz is amsa Poskim the last couple of centuries, once because of the restrictions on, I think it was historically the restrictions the Russians placed on what work Jews could go into. One of the few things they, in many parts of Eastern Europe, one of the few lines of work that the Jews were allowed into was running inns, selling liquor to their non-Jewish neighbors. So you ended up having a significant number of Jews who were in the liquor business, who had like enormous, significant, you get tens of thousands of dollars worth of chametz. So what are you going to do with that when Pesach comes? So the post at that point reached back to a much earlier Hamsa that Rishonim discussed. Bizmana Abayis, if a Jewish farmer owns a behemoth akeres, kosher animal, a cow, a sheep, a goat that's about to have its first child, and the first child is a male, so that's a Bechar, you have a mitzvah sasei deraisa to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it as a carbon. Or if it's a balmum, to give it to the kohen. As a matmas kuna. Problem is, if you don't base on mikdash, so then you have a bechor and it doesn't have a mum, so it's just a problem meila on 4 feet. It's asking for trouble. What are you supposed to do? You have a base on mikdash. You can't bring it to carbon. You're going to wait until it gets a mum. That could be years. We're not used to handling kalchim. You're asking for trouble. The solution is Mishnah Ray talks about this opening Mishnah, the first and second prakim of Bechoros. You could sell the behemoth akera, sell the mother in advance to a nachri, sell it in partially or wholly to the nachri. So then, if at the moment that the bechor is born, the mother or the child or both are property of a nachri, then there's no kedushas bechor. So you solve your problem. So when do we say that a harama is permissible? When do we say a harama is not permissible? And that's what seems to be playing out on the last sif in Siman Kuf Chav. So Shechter Vikatzon is a beautiful presentation where he points to Alfi Pashas, not having abuse to this. Alfi Pashas depends whether it's a harama to avoid a lav or a harama to avoid the mitzvah saseh. That seems to be Miyashiv Alav the Stiris. That harama to avoid a mitzvah saseh, so that's not right. I'm getting marim, so I'll stand my head, do something unusual, so that the vega, the shib and chayv and tzitzis, is not chayv and tzitzis. It's true, it's not chayv and tzitzis, but it's wrong to make such a harama. Perhaps a violation of Avos Hashem. Or bizman abayis, I have the opportunity to bring the bechor to Beis HaMikdash, mark for the carbon. Instead, I choose to be marim and sell the Behem of Akeres to Nachri. So I avoided the mitzvah of Behar Behem of Torah, so that's not right. But if it's not Azeh, Shalom B'fnei Abayis, so there is no opportunity to make a mitzvah of being Makav Behar, I'm based on Mikdash. All it is, I'm avoiding an Isser of Mila. So that's permissible, Haram. I should have to point out, according to that, this is the question of whether it's appropriate or inappropriate to do Mechiras Chametz and Chametz Gomer. It's a harama. So Shechter points out, according to this analysis, it depends whether you're selling everything or not. If you sell all your chametz, so that to the nachri, so then you not only was a harama to avoid by Rabbi Motzei, it was a harama to avoid the mitzvah aseh of tashbisu of your chametz. But if you sell most of your chametz to the nachri, but after the mechira is chal, then you subsequently burn the remaining kazayas. So it wasn't harama to avoid mitzaseh. You're mekayim mitzaseh. The last kazayas left your rishos through destruction, through incineration. So you're mekayim mitzaseh tashbisu. It's just harama to avoid an iser or by Rabbi Matze. So that's, according to this approach, is not problematic. So that's the issue over here. Over here, Avi Pashas, it is a mitzvah. It's something that's come up in different contexts, of course, of the siman. So that's why the Rashbash is not so excited about being marim. So it's not just that it's also to use as kli and the tefillah is matir. So okay, so I'll have a harama to avoid the issur. There's a mitzvah. And make a bracha. There's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. So that's why, not where we usually want to go. Not where, ideally, we try to do everything in our power to avoid it. Or if he's stuck, if he find another kli. Yeah. The last line of the Ramah, yeah, question.
People talk about, like, hefker. So, like, based on this hefker would not work, so he says to give it to a guy. He doesn't say, you know, just give it to hefker, so. Does that mean hefker does not work?
I'm not sure. Is that why the Mordechai... They not sure you'll be mafker properly? Yeah, I'm not sure. Or is it simpler? Instead of gathering a basin to be mafker, but then just find enough. Not sure. The last line of the Ramah actually relates to Siv Beis and Siv Kuf Chaf Aleph. The last line of the Ramah, it's ironic. The last line of the Ramah is like, in a certain sense, one of the most fundamental lines in the whole Siman. Rooted in the Beis Yosef, rooted really in the Tosfos. Avar Mishveh Shtamesh Bekli Belo Tevila Lo Neser Mashin Nishtamesh Bo V'yit Belenu Od. If I messed up, Bechavan or Shalot Bechavan, Bemez Beshogi, whatever it was, I use a kli without tefila. Use a kli without tefila. So Ramah says two things. You should tovel now before you use it again. And the food doesn't become treif. It doesn't make the food treif. I cooked with it. The food does not become treif. As opposed to, obviously, the upcoming Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph about the Hagalas came and Libun Heksher came, removing treif for Blias. So you're removing treif for Blias. So that's the Gemara discusses. The Bavayin Heim and Beis Gvayin Tad Dafayin Vavam Aleph. So oftentimes, if you use the tray for kli without kashrin, not only was it wrong to use it, but your taka will make the food tray. I have a pan that be used for, used a pan, a nachar used the pan for bacon and eggs this morning, and then I scrub it clean, and in the afternoon I use it for kosher salami and eggs, so the kosher salami and eggs is no longer kosher, because it absorbed the tray for flavor of the bacon and eggs. The Gemara has a discussion, as you saw. If the Nachar used the pan yesterday, more than 24 hours ago, say, Ene Ben Yomo, so then the whole discussion, we assume that no Sintam Lufgam is not Asa. We assume it's still Asa to use the tray for pan without kashering it, even after 24 hours have passed. But, Isur Lechatchila, Isur Drabanan, but B'diavad, if you already used the pan, so don't use it again for any other food before kashering it, but the food, the salami eggs that you fry in the treif pan, don't become treif if more than 24 hours have elapsed since it was used for tarfus. If it's the eno ben yomo, if it's been more than 24 hours since you use this for treif, so then the blias inside the kli are no longer active blias. They will not impact anything else. That is generally the rule. There are... if you're dealing with a sharp food, davacharif, that the din of Ein B'Yomah doesn't necessarily apply. But b'derechal, that is the din. As an aside, we'll get this more when we learn Bas B'Chalof. That is one of the most common shilas in Bas B'Chalof that come up. Most B'Chalof shilas that come my way, the answer is mutter. The food, at least. The food that they ended up in the wrong, whatever. You stuck the milchig ladle into the fleshik, whatever it is. But most of the time, things end up being kosher for this reason. But again, the different people have different homes. And obviously, a caterer or some of the industrial kitchens are different than a home kitchen. But very often it's the case. There would have been a problem, but since the kli they use anything yomo, you weren't allowed to use it, but the food remains kosher. Anything yomo doesn't impact. What won't impact the food? You're not allowed to use it, but if you did, it doesn't make the food treif. A ben yomo typically, or often, will. A lot to talk about in terms of the world of Tam Kikr. So Ramah says, as we're about to step from Kuf Chaf to Kuf Chaf Aleph, he says, but Tvilas Kalim does not. Ben yomo, ben yomo obviously is an irrelevant concept. But while a Hagala, if Hagala was not done on a Kli, oftentimes the kli, not only is it wrong to use the kli without hagala, but the kli will often make the food treif. By tefillah is not the case. That's what the Rama says. That is not the case. Other vishtamash below tefillah, not a problem. That's where it's tesis of bottom tesis I hate it. Days chulin shenashtamash behem. Tosis, the truth is, Tosfos, the truth is, points out that he's not 100% sure. Maybe he entertains the possibility. Should I say, look, Tevila doesn't, no Tarfus? Tosfos does raise the possibility, maybe I should make a gzera. If you didn't kasher the kli, you could make food treif. So maybe Chazal made a gzera on the kli shlo hutbal, also a kli shlo hugal, shlo neslavet. So that's not widely assumed by the Rishonim. Many Rishonim assume. They saw it as Malakit. Rosh and Aran and Arayva, the Rambam, the Ritva also says it. I say it does not make trace the other. Hagaz Ashri, the girl I think called Hagaz Ashri B'shem Or Zerua, who took this seriously. Maybe Taka it should be us with the other. We do not pass on that way. We do not pass on that. Now that discussion and that Tosis is rooted in the Gemara at the bottom of Ayin Hamid Beis, and this brings us to our final issue of Braisa. A Braisa, a Tana Rabban, the bottom of Ayin Hamid Beis. The Braisa lists four categories of Kalim. Kalim that were new, never used. Kalim that were used with cold items. So there's no blia, but there may be trade for residue on the surface of the kli. And then kalim that were used in heat and therefore may have absorbed flavor either through cooking, which is a lower level of absorption, or through dry heat, through grilling, which is a higher level of absorption. So the Braisa says, remember we saw in the Mishnah is a little harder to figure out exactly. Mishnah only gave three. The Braisa is very clear that if it was never used, all you have to do is tefillah kalim. If it was used with cold, so you have to rinse off the surface to clean off any trace for residue nachri may have left, and then do tefillah kalim. And if it was a pot or a soup ladle that was used in wet heat, so you have to kasher it with hagala, with boiling hot water, and tovel it, then you're good to go. And finally, if you're using dry heat, if it's used for grilling or for pan frying, so then hagala is not good enough. You guys use a higher level of kasher to liban, have to heat it up, superheat it, and do tefillas kalim, and then you're good. And then you're good. So the Tosis is a suffix, had been from the bottom line of that Gemara, where the Gemara starts being mistapek. You know, what's the story if you didn't? If you didn't do the right steps and you used it without. So the Gemara has a discussion. Does it make trades? Does it not make trades? No, satam of kam asa mutter. And Tosis said, hey, you're probably not talking about tefillah. Maybe we are. Okay. So halacha l'maisa, in terms of that issue, is kuvchaf tesif tezayin, we assume that the fact that you didn't tovel a kli definitely doesn't make any food that you used with it the trade. I bought a fresh pot, and it doesn't need to be kasher, but it needs to be tovel. I didn't tovel it, I cooked soup in it. Or I bought a used pot for a nachri, and I kashered it, but I never toveled it, and then I cooked soup in it. That soup is kasher. The other issue, though, that comes up here is the fact that throughout this braisa, we keep saying you kasher and then you tovel. So that's why Tosis raises the issue. Tosis raises the issue, and other Rishonim raise it even more fully. The Rosh and Hagos Maimini. You see the second last Tosis. Magilim Adbilim Hain Tohorim. Kasher and then Tovel and then you're good to go. So Tosis right away says, "Well, Lav Dafka could also be Tovel and Kasher." Obviously, if there's surface residue, I have to clean it up first. I can't have any chatzitzas. But the fact that it's absorbed flavor, it has to be kashered out, because the surface is clean. So Tosfos says it makes no difference. It makes no difference. You look in the Rosh, you look in the Agos Maimin, in the Baal Rambam, you see, yeah, this is the position of the Reed Baal Tosfos, Rosh's great grandson. Stam Tosfos, most Masechtos, is usually the Reed. The Reed was a major French Talmud of his uncle, Reb Tam. He was the one who really did a tremendous amount of work in terms of organizing Reb Tam's Torah, as well as plenty of his own chidushim in the style of his uncle Reb Tam. And what the Reed put together became the basis for all the subsequent collections of Tosas and the yeshivas of the various Baliotosas that would follow. And Shantz and Tuch and so on and so forth. So usually, not always, but usually a Stam line in a Tosas that's not attributed to any particular Baliotosas is usually the Reed. And you look in the Rosh, you look in the Gavos Maim, and he says, clearly, yeah, the sheath of the Reed is that sequence is irrelevant. You could kasher and then tovel, you could tovel and then kasher. It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But I tell you, but the Rashbam was the Reed's uncle also. Rashbam was really Tom's older brother. I believe that the Reed's mother was a sister of the Rashbam and Tom. It's been quite a Shabbos table. Think about what the conversations are like. So the Reed's uncle, Rashbam, he disagreed. You look in that guy's mind, he lays that very, very clear. Look in the Rosh. The Rashbam says, what do you mean? Total the sheretz biado. How do you... It's still treif, and you're taking it to mikvah. Well, what is this? The Gemara has that in Masechas Tainis, both the Bavli and the Rishami, the second paragraph of Tainis, the discussion of tshuva, that follows on the heels of the Mishnah there says, the second paragraph of Tainis, what the Hanhaga is like when you have, it goes with Tainis, Tza'aka, it's on our minds now, it goes with Tainis because of lack of rain or some other tzara, so the Mishnah points out, you can't, the Tainis is the shell, the Pnimius has to be tshuva. So the Mishnah talks about the drasha you give, talking about Yonah and the need to do tshuva. Yal kemes maaseim, kiru levavchem, yal bigdechem. So the you have a sugya of a sugya about Yonah and a sugya about tshuva in second paragraph of Tainus. So the Bavli and Rishonim both talk about this idea of tovel v'sheretz biyado. As I said before, sheretz, the dead mouse is a avot tumah. I touch dead mouse, I become rishon tumah. I go to mikveh. I'll become tov. I go to mikveh, harav shamash, I'll be tar. If I go to mikveh, I haven't yet let go of the sheretz. Tov v'sheretz biyado. I'm still holding on to the dead mouse when I go into mikveh. So it's obviously absurd. How am I going to become tar? I'm still holding on to the dead mouse. The Gemara uses that as a metaphor for thinking about an improper tshuva. Mizvada v'loshav, machlok is not for now, machlok is Rashi Rambam, what does that mean? But I'm missing, Rashi says, I'm doing tshuva, but I haven't yet returned the stolen goods. The Rambam says, I'm being misvada about the past, but haven't yet made a commitment that tomorrow's going to be different. So you're missing the whole point of the tshuva, so it's like a total v'sheretz biyado. It's not going to do anything. You're missing the main point. Ikar chasam ha'sefer. So the question is, if the Rashbam uses that language here, he says, many Rishonim, the Chachmei Svarad, Rambam Beis Midrasho, follow the Rashbam, and it's Ramban, and the Rashba in the very beginning of in the Taras Abayis, the very beginning of his discussion about Hechsher Kelim, Bayis Dalet Shara Dalet, right off the bat, he says he got a. How could it be that you're going to tovel before you kasher? It's tovel the sheretz biyado. Rabban says, the Rashba says, the Ra'ah says, the Ritva says it over here, the first piece in the Gemara. While the Re says, what do you mean? This is not a tefillah for tum v'tara. Same as Shekinah again. Yeah, if you're tame, you're holding on to the sheretz. So the sheretz. Is that it gets in the way of the tefillah working, or it makes you tame again right away? Okay. But either way, in the context of tumah tara, I understand. The sheretz is the story of sibas atuma. I can't become tara from still holding the sibas atuma. This is not about tumah tara. Oh, ma kesher. So talk about what's going on. What's going on? So the Rishonim explain, the members of the Rashbam's camp explain, it all goes back to the Yerushalmi, that the idea of Tfilas Kalim is what? The idea of Tfilas Kalim is it's a type of a gerus for the Kli. The Kli is leaving the status of being a Kli Shal Nachri, entry to status of Kli Shal Yisrael. Nachri eats, it's a neutral activity, merely biological. A Jew can eat in a way that although eating is something that we share with all of humanity, as a matter of fact, with the entire animal kingdom, all of life perhaps, eats, but we have the opportunity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that was the Kedusha, gave us the opportunity to make it something more than just a biological necessity. It could be a vehicle for Ruchnis, a vehicle for Kedusha. To highlight that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah, Tfilas Kalim. And the Geyer, my kitchen is going to be Jewish. My pots and pans, my forks and knives are going to be Jewish. So Eber Azoi said, then calls man that it still has the blias, the tray for blias from when the Nachru is using it, so that I haven't yet disconnected from its previous life. That's why it's a total of Sharas B'yara. That's why the Rishonim point out explicitly that if I bought a kli from a new kli from a nachri, I went to the store, a non-Jewish store, I bought a new kli, and then before I totaled it, I used it, and I used it accidentally, hopefully, for tarfus. So now I have to kasher it and I have to total it. But those two things are unconnected; they're unrelated. I have to kasher it, but that's not nothing to do with the Nachri history. It became treif b'yad Yisrael. So then everyone agrees that you have your choice of sequence, whether you want to tovel first or kasher first. The issue is only if the treif of b'liyas date back to when the kli was b'yad ha-Nachri. So then that's a remnant, that's a vestige of the earlier Nachri history of this kli. So that's what the Rashbam says. Look, it's a tov v'sharetz b'yado. That is a tov. That is a tov v'sharetz b'yado. And that again, that's how I don't know if the Rashbam connects to Yerushalmi, but the Rashbam, the Ritva, and the Ran, they all do connect it to the Yerushalmi. And meanwhile, the Ri says no. And Tosis here follows the Ri, and the Rosh. It's aligned with the Ri. Then no, it doesn't matter. There is an in-between position, the Groyer quotes the Trumas Hadashim, which is the Diavad, the Tzvila is valid even if you haven't yet kashered it. Not Tovah Sharas Biyado, but lechatchila you ought to. Kasher first and Tovel second, because that's the way it's presented in the Chumash. So that's similar, as the Schwartz pointed out to me many years ago, the Ritva seems to say at least once or twice that there's value to be Mekayim Pshutar Shal Mikra. Even the Pshutar Shal Mikra, the Drasha says otherwise, that they thought that maybe relates to the Ritva Shita about the Smachta Chashuva. There's value to be Mekayim Shutra Mikra. I think there's a Ritva in the 12th paragraph of Yevamos who says that ideally the Chatchila, the shoe by a Chalitza should belong to the Yavam. The Torah says V'chaltza Nalo Mi'al Rago, she has to remove his shoe. The Gemara darshins that his means that it fits him. It has to be the right size as opposed to being way too big or way too small. It doesn't mean that it has to belong to him. Ritva said, yeah, but the Chatchila, you should also be Mekayim Pshut Shal Mikra, even though the Drush says that's not the Pshat. So maybe that's what Trumas Hadashin is saying. That's the Rashba Torah Sabayis quotes a Ravid, he seems to understand the Ravid that way also. That the Rashba says, I disagree, I think it's Mamash Likuva, I think like the Rashba and Tov Sharas Biyoda. So the Ravid didn't think Tov Sharas Biyoda, but thought Lechatchila you should have that order. Lechatchila you should have that order. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? This already comes up in the Kuf Chaf Aleph in the context of Tefillah, the Hechsher Kalim. So the Mechaber says, "He'd be lachar chigilan mutarim yeshomim tzarach lachzol adilan." He quotes it as 2 days. It is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Now, yeah, and so the Shach writes, he thinks it's a Tzviv Lo Bracha, Tzviv Karnei, he thinks it's a Suffolk, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, so you have to Tovel again, because you have the Rashbam, and then the Beit Rabbana Beis Midrasho, the Rashba, the Ra, the Ritva, the Ran, they all think that it's Tovel Sharas Biyado, it's Mamashi Wurin Yotze, it was a worthless Tzviv before, so you got to re-Tovel. On the other hand, you have the Re and the Ravid, and the Rush, and that's much closer to the Smak also. It's the tefillah was valid. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes those who think that we're mamish, you would tovel with the bracha, but I think it usually seems like the Shach. So, hey, tovel bli bracha. Tovel bli bracha. Just close with two interesting exceptions. Two cases where two additional cases where although there's a bliya, it's not considered a sharet, and the tevila in advance of Hagala is valid. We already mentioned one. One was if the trefer bliya doesn't date back to the nachrit. Trefer bliya is a recent bliya beyond Israel. But two more situations where you have the achronim suggest that although there's a bliya and you haven't removed it yet, but the tevila is still valid. The Dagomer Vava suggests that let's say it's Enim and Yomo. I got from the Nachris, I have to kind of, the Nachri has it's Bli is old. Not that the Nachri used it this morning for his bacon and eggs, and then he sold me the pan, and now there's a Bli which is a Ben Yomo. As I said before, Bli which is a Ben Yomo is not pogum. It's still with. If it goes into my food, it's going to give a positive taste, and therefore it's going to make a trade. Doug Lemarvava says, yeah, but let's say the last time the Nachri used it for was yesterday, a week ago, a year ago, whatever it is. It's an old bliya, so I'm a chuyiv to midir rabbanan, I'm a chuyiv to kasher it anyhow, because we're worried about people getting confused. But number one, the bliya wouldn't make anything trade. And the whole need to kasher is that the Gemara says, here in Ayin Vavam Ralef, Torah have to kasher at all. I don't have to kasher. Gzeira ain't benyamo at the benyamo. If we let people use kalim that became treif more than a day ago, they may end up using kalim that became treif within the last day at benyamo. It's going to make problems. The whole thing is only gzeira. And the belia, even b'di'evet, the belia doesn't make treif. That's what the Dagon Meivav says in the side of the Gemara. It's the Pesachei Tshuva quotes and Sivka and Gimel. So Lemaisa, most of the time, again, most of the time that we do Tfilas Kalim, we're buying new Kalim from the Nachri, so this doesn't come up. Even when we buy used Kalim from the Nachri, it's probably the case most of the time that anybody knows. Most of the time that the Nachri mom is using the last 24 hours and then tells you, you're ready to take it to Mikvah now. So this is a very, very significant Dag Meir Rava. Because it means that this Machol Rishonim is only in a situation where it's a Ben Yomo. So that means the vast majority of the time, I can choose whether I want a Tovel first or a Kasher first. It doesn't matter. Yeah, please.
But the thing is, how does that really make sense when the Brisa and the Gemara was talking about cleaning the Renat B'nei Yoman? And that's where the Ritzvah is getting it off the Lashon of that Brisa. This is he has to do Hagala first. That price is one way it's not B'nai Yomam because there's Tani Chada Aser, Tani Chada Mutter. Tani Chada Mutter because it's not B'nai Yomam.
Wow, that's a fantastic point. The lady's making a fantastic point. The simple reading of the Gemara is that this price is talking about anything yellow. And yet, those we've shown them who are worried about the order are getting for this price. That's a very, very sharp point. I don't know. It's a good question. You have the dogma right here. He says, look, Misvara, not a problem. You're just saying, Misvara is not a problem. It's Beferish Gemara. If you're worried about it, it's Beferish Gemara. I'm not sure. That's a very, very, very sharp point. I don't know. Terrifying. Maybe take a look if you find something. If it's the type of thing, Chalitz Miyam would handle it. Gotta take a look. One other point that the Shach quotes, he thinks that even if there is a Ben Yomo, but let's say I originally. I originally bought this kli from the Nachri thinking that I'm just going to use it for a cold. But I wasn't going to kasher at all. So then I can double it. That's not a sheretz. It's only a sheretz if I plan to use it in a way that bli is going to come out and make problems. If I don't plan to use it in such a way, so then it's fine to tovel it, not kasher whatsoever. And then even if, and some of the Chorim say, even if subsequently I change my mind, now I want to kasher it, but the tefillah, b'shas tefillah, my das was not to use it b'chamin, and therefore b'shas tefillah, that was not a sheretz, and therefore the tefillah remains valid. Now the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Tefillah's Moshe, who's not so happy about that, and he says, what does it matter what my das is? Well, I said there's a blia. That's the Sifka and Dal. He says, what does it matter what my das was? There's a blia there. So that's a little bit more of an issue. But again, Levi's question notwithstanding, Levi's question has to be dealt with. L'maisa, we do assume, I think, halacha l'maisa, like this Dago Meir Rava, that if the bli is any banyomo, so then you have your options of how you want to do it. But if it is a banyomo, so then again, it's a machlok taposkim. Certainly, l'chadchila, we would be machmer, even b'deva, we would be machmer. So if it was a bli, it was a banyomo, and you did the tefillah before the agala, we would retovel, we would follow the shach to tovel bli bracha. Okay, shkach ever. You find the terrace, you gotta take a look.